from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Commissioner's Baltimore. Commissioner, what's going on, man?
You know what's going on, man. The whole country knows what's going on. You know, Matthew Perry, obviously people know him from Friends and other things. Faced a very sad end, found, you know, floating DOA in a swimming pool. But this story is really just taking on a whole nother life, like bad.
I know. How many people are getting arrested? Five now?
That's Jess from Mix 106. 25.
I don't even know how many now.
I think five are going to be
five. I know it was, you know, the doctor, of course, the two doctors. Yeah, five. Personal assistant, two doctors, and two others. So five so far. Charged with providing ketamine that caused the death of Mr. Perry. And, you know.
Now, what do people take ketamine for?
Depression.
Isn't that, so I've always wondered about that. So I know that obviously ketamine is a drug that people do when they're not supposed to do it. But then there's people who get infusions of it that actually help with depression. So what is the difference, and how can you get approved to actually do it legally versus
go to a doctor?
Jeremy, doing too much, abusing it.
It's like any other drug. Yeah. It's like, you know, how you're not supposed to say overdose of, you know, opioids, you know, things like that. I mean, fentanyl has a purpose. Mm-hmm. They use it in hospitals. Mm-hmm. Jeremy had with ketamine treatments, and I can say it because he's talked about it on air. Mm-hmm. So Jeremy went for those.
But he goes to the doctor to get it done.
Yes.
It's not like he's doing it.
He goes to Life Med. Yeah, mm-hmm. They were doing it there. And so he went to a medical doctor. So, you know, it has a legitimate purpose. Unfortunately, you know, and this is really what the crappy part of the case is, besides the obvious that he passed away. When you think about doctors, like, when, you know, in the Michael Jackson case, and, you know, if something, I understand sometimes, like, Michael Jackson asks you for something, it's hard to say no.
Yeah.
But, you know, these things happen. You know, Perry's got a ketamine addiction, has a problem with drugs. He's been in and out of rehab. I dated a girl like 15 years ago. Her brother was in rehab with Matthew Perry in California.
Really?
Became friends with him. Yes. Bad, bad substance problem. And, but you think of the doctors being like just trying to help their patients and, you know, first, what's the first thing? Do no harm.
Yeah.
Right? Hippocratic oath. Do no harm. Well, they've actually recovered like old text messages, you know, because you can do that. The government, we can do. I used to be able to do that. Police can do that. The government can do that.
Yeah.
So in the death investigation, you have, you know, a lot of investigative tools. I'm going to leave it up to you. Do you think these doctors were concerned with his health?
No.
Let's see. Dr. Pepper, Kansas, by this with Dr. Placencia texted another doctor about how much to charge Mr. Perry for ketamine. The quote is, "I wonder how much this moron will pay. Let's find out." Nice people.
That's insane.
Nice people. Yep. Three people already plead guilty. Pleaded guilty in the case.
Did you see how much they charged him for the last 20 vials they gave him?
No.
$55,000 in cash.
In cash.
Yeah.
The month before he died.
Wow.
Like, what?
Yeah.
That's Hollywood.
Yeah.
They make money off these things. True. It's a hallucinogenic. That's what people use it for outside of the regular reason to use it. Yeah. And I guess that was his thing. And he had did I see it on Diane Sawyer? I can't remember which interview he did. When you watch Friends, when he was heavy, he was abusing alcohol. When he was real skinny, he was abusing drugs.
Yeah.
But he was always abusing something based on what he said.
If you look at Perry, his weight fluctuated even on the show.
Yeah.
He was heavy, then he was gaunt, then he was heavy again.
Heavy was alcohol abuse.
Yeah.
Light was drug abuse.
And these sentences, I mean, obviously they're heavy because basically it's a homicide investigation. Fleming faces 25 years in prison. Chavez has made a plea agreement. I guess he's testifying against the co-conspirators. He's got 10 years in federal prison. There's some heavy sentences here. Ramasa's got 15 years, facing 15 years in prison. So this is a really...
This is a chance, though, also to make an example out of these people because it's such a high-profile case.
Oh, yeah. Who knows how long they've been doing this behind closed doors with other people who aren't famous, who have the money
to
buy it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, look at Michael Williams from The Wire.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it broke my heart. I mean, he grew up in my neighborhood in Brooklyn. We became friendly on the show somewhat. Dies from fentanyl. It's everywhere now, you know? And, like, these guys need to be accounted. The police locked up those guys in New York. But this has got to stop, man. And these doctors in particular, it's one thing to deal with a drug dealer and have that fate. You go to a medical doctor and you want to see how much this moron will pay and they end up killing him.
Real quick, before you leave, what are all these cups? You got 8 cups over here. What are these? What's in these cups?
I have 3 cups minimum of what all my beverages I have to drink in the morning.
This is,
coffee. Take a picture of me. Coffee, please. Number one.
I need this.
Protein shake number 2. Water. Number 3.
And you carry these around room to room.
Could you hold those just for a second?
In one swoop.
There we go.
She's so...
Life has at least 3 cups with them right now, and it's going to be 3 different beverages that we need.
You know who does this? Celeste.
Who has less?
We don't leave the house without 3 of those.
Coffee, protein shake, water.
She's got a smoothie. She's got yerba, and she's got electrolyte water every time she leaves the house.
Stay hydrated.
Man, what a mess. But yeah, this is sad. And this happens all the time, man. It happens a lot, especially in Hollywood. This is not an indictment on doctors. Dr. Knight, my doctor, Dr. Bob, who is the absolute best. The absolute best. So this is not our indictment on doctors. This is our indictment on bad ones.
Of course. Oh, of course.
Or bad doctors.
I mean, my doctor.
I love mine.
Dr. Landsman, he's a listener to this show. He listens to us. absolutely. There's good doctors out there. Most of them are. Like with most professions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this is horrible. This is a man is dead right now because you didn't obey the oath.
Well, you don't obey the oath. I mean, you talk about this is just blatant criminality.
Ketamine queen.
Yeah.
Ketamine queen. Just because your name is Lady Heroin doesn't mean you have to deal it.
Yeah, this is a terrible story, though. And then, you know, and the quotes are so damning. You know, it's you can try to defend yourself and say, you know, you're trying to help for depression. You want a life. You sold them a ton of this stuff knowing you had a substance problem. And you say, I wonder how much this idiot will pay. That's not going to help you. Not going to help you at all. But anyway.
54 years old.
Yeah.
Money out of the wazoo. Friends still makes bank. Friends makes some more money than some current shows now.
Sure they do.
I still watch it.
Jerry Seinfeld and Larry David each make $110 million a year on Seinfeld. Now.
I watch both of those shows now, and I didn't watch them when they were on regularly. I didn't watch them until they were syndicated. I don't watch Seinfeld that much, though. I'm not a Jerry Seinfeld fan.
I love Seinfeld. I think it holds up well. Classic TV.
410-583-1057. Thank you very much, Commish, for Commissioners Baltimore. Orlando Ledbetter joins us at 8:45. We're going to run down the gauntlet. Rick Ritter at 9. Kevin Brown with the extension at 9:15. Melissa Kim, I don't have Jeremy to say, okay. She joins us at 9:30. We got all of it for you. On the other side, though, Pepe Williams has become the forgotten man. Now that he's healthy, how much can he help the secondary? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show, talking Ravens on the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
8:17 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. And I'm going to be in New York next week. I'm trying to plan my movement, man. Make sure I'm where I got to be on time. When I go out of town, I still got to do the show.
Yeah, the only challenge is going to be the one day you're not on the team bus.
Yeah, the last night, the last day.
The 7 train stops right at Citi Field, as you know.
The 7 train does.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I know a train does because I caught it for the All-Star game.
Yeah.
When I was up there, but I just didn't know what train it was.
It's a Flushing local. It's been doing that since I was a child.
Okay.
But that's Express, too. But anyway, you get on the Grand Central for you. I mean, it has a couple of stops in Manhattan, but that's, you know, it just goes like a long, like 42nd Street in Manhattan. And then the next stop is in Queens.
All right.
So then, you know, you got to take it to a bunch of Queens stops and you get off at Mets, Willits Point, mm-hmm. Roosevelt Avenue. It's like, you know, Citi Field, Jackie Robinson Rotunda is the stop now, I think. I mean, it's direct and it's quick. Sometimes the subway's quicker, but, you know, John Rocker didn't like it.
John Rocker did not like it. I'm not John Rocker, though. Demarion Pepe Williams, the guy drafted back in 2022 by the Baltimore Ravens in the fourth round. There were high hopes for Pepe. Remember that?
Yeah.
He was like the most talked about guy in the 2022 preseason. He played in 14 games his rookie year that year. Not a lot of stats, 2 pass defense. 24 tackles, combination tackles. Last year, he only played 1 game. And I got to be honest with you, man. I forgot about Pepe Williams.
I did too. I really did.
All of a sudden, for a position that had no depth, he get a lot of depth at that position.
I really did. I completely forgot about him.
As he comes back, And how much can he help this football team, the secondary, if he's healthy?
He certainly provide depth. He's young. I mean, he's only, what, he's 2 years in the league or something?
Yeah. 2022.
Yeah. So, I mean, he's
out of Houston.
Young guy. He can provide depth. Yeah. Absolutely 26 years old. We just looked. Okay.
5'10", 180. It seems like, is it me or receivers getting bigger and DB's corners getting smaller?
Corners are definitely getting smaller.
So are corners now the wide receivers that was too short? So they play corner?
Yeah.
Is that what's happening now?
Who had the Smurfs? Remember?
That was the wide receivers, the Redskins.
Redskins, right.
Yeah. I remember them. They had Art Monk and the Smurfs.
Yep.
You can't say that now.
I know.
It's probably bullying if you call them the Smurfs now. You can't call the Smurfs. We're not blue. Or whatever.
Say anything.
I like the Pepe Williams edition, though. I mean, here's another guy. Again, we know you got to get your hands on the quarterback. But if you can get your hands on the quarterback, you have a plethora of defensive backs back there that can make plays. Because Pepe Williams was a playmaker coming out of Houston.
Mm-hmm.
He got a lot of Wiggins, a playmaker. Humphrey, you know, is Hawaiian Punch. You know, you got a lot of guys in that secondary that can do something. We didn't even talk about the safeties, Kyle Hamilton and company. That secondary, if you have any resemblance of a pass rush, Ed, I'm guessing the Ravens secondary is going to be outstanding in 2024.
I think they are. I really believe they're going to be, too. I think they have the best safety tandem in the NFL. And if you have cornerback depth with those safeties, you're going to have a really good secondary. And I include the linebackers, too, because you've got, I mean, it's either Fred Warner or Roquan Smith is the best one in the NFL. It's one or the other, and they're that close. So it doesn't really matter. I mean, that's what you're looking at. So I think you're going to have a really, really good secondary.
I agree with you. The defense could be good. Listen, folks, I know I've questioned the defense, Ed, but you know why I question the defense?
Pass rush.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If they can have a sustained pass rush. And by that, I don't mean get to the quarterback every play. Nobody does that.
Mm-hmm.
But if they can have a sustained pass rush, I have all the confidence in the world that this defense will be studly.
Me too. I mean, there's no reason not to. They were studly last year. You know, like, I know it's changed a couple of faces, but not everybody. You know, some of your key people are still there. You still have Hamilton. You still have Roquan. From Matabike. These are your guys, man. So you're talking about those, you build around those guys. It's a good defense. And I really like Trenton Simpson. And I think the safeties, I said, are the best in football.
Okay, who was the bigger loss? Jadeveon Clowney or Mike McDonald?
McDonald. Yeah, for sure. I mean, he was next level good, in my opinion. I mean, I'm sorry to lose Clowney, but the bigger impact was McDonald.
McDonald may have impacted Clowney.
Yeah, I think he did. I mean, that's what I was going to say. I mean, for those 60 sacks didn't come from Clowney. They came from McDonald.
Yeah. I agree with you. He's my bigger. He's really, really missed that guy. I think he's going to be an outstanding head coach just because he seems like he's a guy that can communicate with these guys. I love that. But, yeah, I think McDonald's a huge loss for this football team. This defense, 410-583-1057, that's the number. Let's go to the Eastern Shore and get Daryl. What's up, Daryl?
Doing great to talk to you as always. Now, listen, I got a thing here. Let's trade Pepe, let's trade Charlie Kohler, and let's send Rashad Bateman to the Jets and get Hassan ready. It's Super Bowl or bust. What are we doing here?
Now, what's the trade proposal again? Let me hear it again, Daryl. Let me hear it again.
Let's go Pepe Williams, Charlie Kohler. Charlie Kohler and Rashad Bateman to the Jets to get Hassan Reddick. He's a game changer. He's an absolute beast. And if it's really Super Bowl or bust, like I think it is, and everybody else to think it is, you know, I think he gets us over the hump.
I will say this to you, Daryl. We've had some crazy trade proposals. I'm not saying that the Jets would like that package, but that's at least a respectable package to send.
Yes, sir. We're super deep at all them positions. Yeah. So, you know, we got embarrassment of riches right now. I'm from the days where the aliens knew we were going to run the ball, or, you know. Jamal Lewis still bust him in the head for like a buck 50 or a buck 80 or something.
200 so. Sometimes.
Come on, let's make it happen. Let's do. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. That's not a crazy proposal.
It's not, because I said this when Reddick was unhappy with the trades. He'd be perfect here. We'd have a need for exactly that. And, you know, and the Jets have a relationship, you know. Their GM worked for the Ravens for like 14 years. Yeah. So, I mean, we know each other, so make a deal. Joe Douglas, of course, who I'm talking about.
Because when he said it, I'm like, whoa. Because you know how it is, Ed, around here. You get some trade proposals. Let's trade the backup kicker that we got in camp right now for a salary. Like, come on, man.
Yeah.
But when he said it, I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. Say that again?
Yes. No, seriously.
That wasn't a bad proposal at all. I mean, you give him a corner. You give him a tight end. And who else did he say?
Bateman.
A first-round draft pick wide receiver.
Yeah. Yeah, who gets to play with Aaron Rodgers, you know, and on the other side of the way with Garrett Wilson. I mean, it'd be on a great setup for him.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Orlando Ledbetter from Orlando Journal-Constitution will join us at 845, but on the other side, as we go into preseason game number two. Now, you and I agree, Ed, this preseason is just not what I want to watch. However, we do watch it because we got to talk about it. So, Ben, you get in on this too. Who needs to impress this week in preseason game number two? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. 8:32 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Preseason game number two for the Baltimore Ravens. And I'm telling you, man, this team, I think they're going to be one of the better teams in the National Football League. That's largely because of the guys at the front of that depth chart. They need guys on the back end of that depth chart, too. And as Atlanta comes to town for a 12 o'clock kickoff tomorrow, who's someone that you think needs to impress in preseason game number two for the Ravens?
I'm thinking Owen Wright.
Owen Wright. Why?
Because I've been hearing good things about him.
I like him.
Yeah, I've been hearing good things about him. And we need a solid number two now. We have Derrick Henry, but now who else?
Yeah.
You know, because you don't know when you're getting anybody back.
But you still don't have Justice Hill
is still here.
But you still got to have another running back.
You need another running back.
Speaking of number two, either one of these backup quarterbacks needs to impress. Because none of them have so far.
None of them have.
Someone has to impress. I think the job is more wide open than it's been in quite some time, the number two quarterback.
Yeah, I agree. And I don't think it's a good situation right now. I mean, I don't think it was going to lead us to a Super Bowl, but at least it was a solid backup. You could, you know, if you need him for two games, you know, if Lamar was down, you had that. I don't know. You know, Josh Johnson's been with 27 of the 32 teams, it seems like. No one's really. I mean, there's only been one game that we'll see, but no one's really standing out right now. And I would say, you know, three of the new offensive linemen really need to make a difference here. It would prove that they can do it. You know, you just have to see.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. So you have Josh Johnson, Emory Jones, Devin Leary, Emory Jones. That's Jay-Z's friend.
Really?
Name. Yeah, the one that took the charge for him, Emory Jones. Yeah. So those are the guys. All right, Ben, who needs to impress?
Tez Walker,
okay. Yeah. Why is that?
I mean, you draft him in the fourth round, not super high, but you don't address wide receiver early in the draft. This is a guy who can stretch the field at UNC. He only played like five games because he had the eligibility thing. Mm-hmm. But he would have broke 1,000 yards at UNC. But I think they need him to kind of step up. We were at practice the other day, and Harbaugh said that he's been kind of banged up, so that might be a little bit of the reason why he didn't do much in game one. But I think the fans are expecting more from him. And this is a quiet name where when you look at the Ravens receiving core, there's not a ton outside of the top three guys. And even then, you're kind of pulling stuff. So you hope that he can give you some quality snaps during the regular season, but it's got to start in the preseason.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I like that pick too. Defensively, I don't think he has to impress to earn a job because he's going to start. But I want to see a little bit more Trent Simpson.
Trenton Simpson. I don't know how long he's going to play tomorrow.
No, neither.
But I want to see a little, just give him a couple snaps, let him get out there, get going, get oiled up, and then sit back down.
Yeah. He's got the job.
So that's what I said. It's not for that reason.
Yeah, it's going to start. So.
I just want to see him out there. Do it again.
I'd like to know what Keaton Mitchell's future is. He's still out.
Yeah.
He's, you know, he brings a different dynamic, which I really like. So I would like to see him, honestly. I don't know when he's coming back, what his health issue is, how long it's going to be. But I do like Justice Hill.
I was going to ask you
the nicest guys you'll meet.
I was going to ask you that. You know, every time you bring up running backs, I remind you of Justice Hill.
Yeah.
Are you forgetting about him?
No, not really. I'm assuming he's in. Derrick Henry's going to get, I think these guys are really going to, they're going to be wanting some snaps because Henry's not going to be satisfied with, six carries in a game. He's got to get his touches. And that's for the team's benefit. That's not just for his stat sheet. It's for the team's benefit. I want Derrick Henry to carry the football. So we shall see.
I want Derrick Henry to carry a lot in week one, back off a little bit for a couple of weeks, then get the engine running again by midseason.
Mm-hmm.
I want to spare him. Derrick Henry is here for the postseason. That's why he's here. It's a postseason move.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not saying, put him on the shelf until the postseason, but that's a postseason move. And it's more important for him to be ready for that move, that run, than it is anything else. Is it me or does it not feel like Friday to you? It doesn't feel like Friday, does it?
Oh, it does.
I guess because it's not Friday.
Yeah, when I feel as awful, yeah, it's Friday.
What you got over there? Ben, you look like you're raising your hand.
Oh, no. Well, I was going to say about Henry, like, I get what you're saying. You want to keep him healthy. But through his career and the back that he is, like, he needs carries. He's always been a guy that takes a little bit to get going and then finally starts to break some. So the Ravens are going to obviously kind of have to juggle that with not wanting him to get hurt, but he's going to have to get a pretty decent amount of carries.
Well, that's why
he paid all the money.
That's why I said mid-season down the stretch, give him a lot of carries, because you're right, through his career, that's what he needed, but through his career, he wasn't as old as he is right now. I'm not saying he's too old to play running back in the National Football League, but I'm saying, like, Father Time is undefeated. You don't want to wear this guy out in the regular season and then have him feel the effects of it down the stretch. He needs his carries. You're right. I think if you start off the season heavy and strong with him, and then maybe after that pump your brakes a little bit, then you start getting to week 10 or more, and you start revving him back up for the postseason, he'll be ready. I just don't want to run him like a mule and then go into the regular season. He's young for his age for a running back, but he's still his age for a running back. Let's not age him so quickly. The running backs age overnight.
He needs carries.
Huh?
He needs carries.
I know he does. That's why I said, back into the season, I'll load him up on carries, get him ready for the postseason. I'm not going to run this guy, run his engine all year long. Mm-hmm. I'm not. I think you got to save him.
Mm.
You got to save him.
We'll see, because if you look at the way the ball was distributed last year, and it just, to me, it just seems ridiculous with the way they were splitting, splitting.
The Ravens have been bad at that from the very beginning.
Yeah.
I hate the Ravens running back rotation. Remember, I used to say that back when they had Clayton and all those guys.
Mm-hmm.
I hated that. I hated it. But I would be, okay, if Derrick Henry plays 16 games this year, and I say 16 because if they clinch early, he's not going to play the last game. If he plays 16 games this year, I would say, he's going to have 20 or more carries and no more than 8 games. I just don't think he's going to be that guy. If he plays 16, he won't have 20 carries in more than 8 games.
Well,
now he may have 15, but I don't think he's going to I don't think he's going to have more than 20 carries in more than 8 games.
I'm telling you, I'm just going through this and just the stark difference. Justice Hill had 84 carries last year. Keaton Mitchell had 47. Lamar at 148, Derrick Henry at 280 carries last year.
Mm-hmm.
He's a beast.
I understand that.
He's a beast.
He's also 30 now. Let's go to Chris and have it a grace. What's up, Chris?
Hey, what's up, guys? I just wanted to touch base on this Derrick Henry thing. The guy is a workhorse, man. You feed him the ball, Let him run that ball up the middle, around the ends. Get him 20 touches a game. If he gets hurt, he gets hurt. I don't think he's going to.
Hey, Chris, I bet you if he plays 16 games, he won't have more than 20 carries and eight. More than eight.
Well, it's not about that. We picked him up to relieve some pressure off of Lamar Jackson.
Chris, I hear what you're saying. Chris, him in the backfield alone without carrying the ball relieves pressure off Lamar Jackson. Without him touching the ball. Chris, we can bet now. If he plays 16 games, he won't have more than 20 in eight games. More than eight games.
It would not make sense. Why you?
It does make sense. It does make sense because you rear him up on the back. Okay, you can argue with me if you want, but it still remains to be seen.
Okay, well, look.
Hold on. I'm giving you my theory on this. We can argue about it, or we can just wait and see what happens.
Okay. All right. Well, what happens if, you know, you get Derrick Henry and he breaks through and he gets 150, 200 yards in game one? He's got something to chase now, right? If you just slow roll him, give him five carries.
Now, I didn't say five. No, I did not say that. I said 15 carries. That's what I said. Now, you're being ridiculous. Now, you're being ridiculous. You're changing everything I said. I said about 15 carries. Nobody giving Derrick Henry five carries. Will, let me get you in real quick before the break. What's up, Will?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. Just one quick question for you both. What happened to Dalvin Cook, and how come the Ravens haven't brought him back?
I haven't heard Dalvin Cook's name from anybody, Will.
Me either.
Anybody. Yeah. You know what? I forgot about Dalvin Cook till you just asked about Dalvin Cook.
I just think you need somebody that'd be a good change of pace back to help the team out. You know what I mean?
It's funny you say that. I was looking for him earlier because when we were playing that game with the Clemson players and all that stuff, I was looking for Florida State. I'm like, Wait a minute. It's got to be at least one.
I forgot about Dalvin Cook until he just said Dalvin Cook.
Yeah.
I swear to you. Orlando Ledbetter joins us as the Ravens play the Atlanta Falcons. He's up next right here on the Fan. You know, Ed, you said Derrick Henry led the league in rushing carries last year with 280. By my math, what I said would be about 280. You know how many games Derrick Henry carried the ball more than 20 times last year?
Nope.
Four.
Really. Yeah.
I said eight.
Yeah.
Yet people think it's ridiculous that I said eight. You don't carry the ball that much.
That's a ton of carries.
That's a ton of carries.
And if you just did the simple math, if you just think about it, you know, it's 280 out of 17 games or 60, how many plays? Yeah.
Yeah. He only did it four times last year.
Yeah.
Joining us right now from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, he's my guy, Orlando Ledbetter. What's going on, Orlando?
Hey, Rob, not too much, man. Thanks for having me on the show.
Thank you, man. The Atlanta Falcons, man, they are making some noise. The draft, they made some noise getting Michael Penix Jr. People scratching their head. They just signed a quarterback, and now they're making noise. They got one out. Me and Ed love Matthew Judon from when he's with the Ravens. I'm telling you right now, Orlando, you've got yourself not only a football player, but one heck of a character.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Been doing a little research on him, you know, making sure, you know, just double checking. A lot of guys, you know, just said, hey, if he's pre-injury Judon, he's a heck of a football player and a good guy. So looking forward to meeting him once he got in town yesterday, and then we'll probably get to him either up in Baltimore or on Monday at the practice facilities.
He's a good dude. He's really good in the field, but as Rob said, great in the community. What about the Falcons? A lot of people picking the Falcons to win the South this year. You know, the Buccaneers won last year with just a 9-8 record, so this seems like it's wide open. What's your impression of this year's team, and what should we be looking for?
Yeah, it's wide open. You know, new coach Raheem Morris. You know, a lot of pieces that have been placed on the table on the offensive side of the ball. They've been real strategic in adding on the defensive side of the ball. But, you know, we need to see it come together. We need to see first-year coordinators, Zach Robinson and, you know, Jimmy Lake put the defense together. They haven't been coordinators before. So, I mean, yeah, it's a lot of variables. You know, the ingredients look good, but we need to see them put it together. And we're not going to see it because they don't play in the exhibition season anymore.
Yeah, you really don't. Here with Atlanta Journal-Constitution, Falcon beat writer, my guy Orlando Ledbetter. Orlando, you got a lot of talent down there. I love Bijan Robinson. Drake London is the man. Having gotten a full stud season out of your tight end out there, Kyle Pitts, he did catch 90 passes last year. He had 90 targets, I should say. 53 catches for 667 yards. I think with Kirk Cousins coming in, he'll get a lot more from both London and Pitts.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You know, I was talking to you know, Herm Edwards the other day, he said he's got to get Kyle Pitts the ball. He's just got to. The new coordinator, Zach Robinson. And so they've been working on some things in practice. We've at least been able to see him throw it around a little bit. But, yeah, they're running him out of the wide receiver spot and tight end spot on a variety of routes that should make him and London more difficult to cover. You know, if they're on the same side of the field, you can't double both of them. And then if they're rubbing off each other, one of them's going to break free, and now you got a quarterback who knows how to read that and get the ball to the right person. So, yeah, they should be more dynamic in the passing game with Kirk Cousins, Kyle Pitts, and Drake London.
Yeah, that's a good crew right there.
It is.
All of a sudden, seriously, like the Falcons, to me, all of a sudden look like, huh, they picked up a lot of pieces. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I always like the Bijan Robinson pick, and then, you know, you get Judon now, you get Cousins. They're looking good. I mean, what's your impression? I mean, you follow that division much more closely than we do. The Panthers, to me, seem like they ain't going anywhere. I think the Buccaneers will be fairly good. But what do you think? The Saints, I don't know. How do you think it's going to shake out this year?
Yeah, Panthers are running in circles. They've already had 19 transactions 2 weeks in the camp. They don't really know what they're doing up there. The Saints are getting old. They, you know, everybody's over 30 that you count on. Cam at defensive end, DeMario, lineman, they're like plus 35. Kamara's over 30. So they've gotten old. So, you know, at some point the wheels are going to fall off down there. Now, the Bucs are the team I don't think they're getting disrespected here because of the defense and the job that Todd Bowles has done down there. And then, you know, if they really resurrected Baker Mayfield or not remains to be seen. But they did get to the playoffs and played the Lions tough there in the divisional round. So, you know, sometimes when teams get to the playoffs, and play good, you know, you have an uptick. So that's the team to worry about. It's definitely Tampa Bay.
There he is, Orlando Ledbetter. Orlando, did you make your way up to Baltimore?
I got a 3:05 flight in the BWI.
Oh, cool.
Oh, man, give me a holler when you get up here.
Get a little work done and get on up there.
All right, man. Cool. Give me a holler when you get up.
Okay, will do.
Thanks a lot. Orlando Ledbetter from Atlanta Journal Constitution. That's my guy, man. I love it, dude. Met him actually not even knowing we were in the media.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Didn't even know we were in the media. We just started talking. And I said, what do you do? He told me, and I laughed. He said, why? And I told him what I did and linked up then.
That's awesome.
Good dude. Good dude, man. Kevin Brown, newly signed, extended, I should say, Kevin Brown. He will join us at 9:15. And we got to ask him for some money. He just got an extension.
Yes.
Yes.
I got to ask everybody for money right now.
Shake his pockets. Join us at 9:15. But on the other side, WJZ TV's Rick Ritter will join us. We're talking Ravens up next on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.